Hello, I'm cellist Zuul Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm 16 and I play the trombone. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Hey, thanks, Nick. The Kids Commute theme sounds awesome on the trombone. We'd love to hear the theme on whatever instrument you play. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Happy Wednesday, Kids Commuters. We are halfway through Carnival of the Animals Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Some music that Camille Saint-Saëns wrote to get himself out of the doldrums after he got a bunch of bad reviews from critics. In fact, some people think that today's music might be about critics themselves, sort of. Today we're going to be introduced to two different types of animal by Camille Saint-Saëns. First, one that he calls personages with long ears. That's a very fancy way of saying donkeys, or mules, which are technically half donkey, half horse. But they both go hee-haw. And when we performed this with the Interlochen Chamber Orchestra, our conductor, Dr. Dunner, had the violin and the viola kind of make little steps and moves towards each other. We'll link to the video performance of this on the post at our website, kidscommute.org. So we'll start today with donkeys or mules or personages with long ears. In the world of mules, there are no rules. The violin and the viola duking it out as personages with long ears by Camille Saint-Saëns. We have another selection from Carnival of the Animals to hear today. This one is all about birds. It's an aviary, which is a room full of birds. The strings and the flute do a great job of working together to create bird sounds. From Carnival of the Animals, here's Aviary.
Puccini was Latin and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrews sisters. The skylark sings around a lay. The crow sings the road to Mandalay. The nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listened to in Arcadia before somebody invented the radio.
Tweet, tweet, and hee-haw! We just heard Personages with Long Ears and Aviary from Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. Dr. Leslie Dunner led an Interlochen Arts Academy chamber group, and Ogden Nash's poetry was read by moi. Okay, kids commuters, Quizlet time! All week, we're asking you this question. We're dropping you some hints. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out on the air, send you a prize envelope, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that is 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, here is the question. What is a fossil that is only found in northern Michigan? We'll even give you the scientific designation, Hexagonaria percarinata. Now, here is your second hint. The stone was named for an Ottawa chief, Chief Pet Oseka, son of a French fur trader and Ottawa mother. Do you know? Send us the answer in a text message. Don't forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. If you don't know the answer yet, don't stress. We have one more hint for you tomorrow, and lots of you Quizlet aces have got this figured out. So, congrats to Gwyneth, Beatrix, Luke, Tanner, Roxy, and Betty Fulton, all in Traverse City, to Dwayne in Engadine, Beatrice in Arcadia, Kirsten in Ironwood, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, did some very clever research to find out the answer. Good job, y'all. You are correct. Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs, you gave us the right answer, as did Sam, Jonah, and Gabe in Traverse City. And by the way, Sam, Jonah, and Gabe were also the winners of our last big Go-Go Squeeze giveaway held on New Year's Day. So congrats to them and to all of you Quizlet aces. Again, the phone number is 231-237-7482. We'll give you a shout out tomorrow. That's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a stupendous day.
Interlochen Public Radio.